You can't tell it's a Packer night in Green Bay town.
Yep.
Welcome to the Green Room Lounge and Scavenger Podcast. For those who haven't been here, you have all been here, but for audience, in case this is the first episode they're listening to, I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Yep, stage left.
Stage left, John. Stage right, Mike.
Microphone right.
I don't think that's right.
Depends how you mix it later.
I just put it in there, and then whatever happens, happens. Don't make it perverted. And then what we do is we just talk about stuff, and then I usually screw something up. But since tonight,
it's a special night.
It's a special night because it's the start of the season 3 of the podcast.
Woo! The start?
Yeah.
I thought the last one was the start.
No.
The last one was our season finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have celebrated that more.
Yeah, we probably should have more cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should bring a cake every time.
We have a cake, and then people were here.
Yeah.
And they were just...
They love the cake. What is she doing on the ground?
Cleaning up, probably.
Oh, okay. Oh.
From the couple who wouldn't stop... Yeah, apparently the couple who couldn't stop making out and touching each other during a show. Yeah.
Ooh, I would have watched that. Were they pretty?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of darkness.
Well, anyways, I feel like you're not close enough to the microphone. All right.
There we go.
Hello. But for season 3, we have a brand new person in the microphone booth. It's Conrad.
Yay! That's me.
He's British, and I don't know how many times I'm going to make an impression of him.
I'll keep tally.
Keep tally? All right.
Tally.
Tally. Oh, tally ho! Oh, my driver's Conrad. That's one.
We here say, I'll keep count, but...
Yeah.
Keep tally.
Tally ho!
I don't like Totally Naked.
The bear?
The bear?
It's all right. It's more of it's a lager, right? Just a lager? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's just a nothing.
It's fairly good for the plant.
Well, yeah. Mostly like all of New Glarus, basically. It's just like, oh, thanks for trying.
Hey, I don't like beer much, but their Spotted Cow is on point.
It's a fine beer.
Their beer is craft beer for a mass market.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
But anyways, with season 3, I want to try to keep things clean, because that's not what I meant to say. I want to keep things chip,
fresh.
Ship, shop, shape.
Ship, shop, shop, ship, ship.
Like a well-oiled boat.
Why?
What's the phrase?
Well-oiled coal factory.
A well-oiled
ship.
Oil.
No, what's the work ship? What's working?
On the railroad?
Game ship.
Slavery?
What is it when it's a good ship? When it's a well-run? What's a well-run ship? A well-run
Ship-shape?
No.
Ship-shape shop.
Tip-top.
No. A well-run crew.
Tip-top.
Well-oiled crew.
No, not a well-oiled...
A greased-up crew.
No.
A beef crew.
What's the phrase I'm trying to think of?
Lube Navy men.
When they... You know, about how keeping...
Lube Navy men.
God damn it. Now I can't think of it. Well,
a well-oiled machine.
No, it's a boat, though. I want to do it as a boat. This is a...
Siri, how would you describe a put-together boat?
We suggest wood and steel.
Tight ship!
A tight ship.
Ah.
That's what I meant to say.
She said video of a boat, my put boat, Diamond Willow Sticks.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
My put.
I didn't say it was supposed to.
I think it's putt-putt boat.
Oh, a putt-putt boat?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, one of the little segments I want to do... Did you say that to me or Siri?
Oh, God damn it.
She said now.
Because when I said fuck you, you said I want to, and then it said I want to fuck you. She said, now.
She's saying now, John.
Why were you whispering fuck you to your...
It's ridiculous. Phone.
I was angry with her search results.
You know what? Siri pisses me off because one time I said, hey, Siri, search for porn. She's like, I couldn't find porn on the internet. I'm like, you are a dirty liar.
That'd be a weird scapegoat, because you know that like a 12-year-old would say that and get caught by his parents, and then someone would sue Apple, and Apple's like, we can't have Siri... searching for porn, and then that whole thing's ruined, and they're just like, fuck it, we're not going to deal with it.
Well, that's a lame.
What?
Boring example. But anyways, I have a little thing, I have a little segment called Conrad's Corner. Oh, wait, no. Conrad's Question Corner.
Oh. Just...
See?
is that an original or a real song?
That's Elliot Smith.
I think it was Kanye West.
Oh, this thing.
Oh, okay. Asking us questions.
Our new voice guy has a different vibe than our old voice.
I know. But I told Conrad he can ask any question he wants, and all three of us have to answer it.
Okay.
In our own way. I mean, obviously.
So you're not going to answer it because that's what you do with questions.
I answer questions all the time.
Not directly.
Almost always. There's like one you're like, hey, what, how do you masturbate?
That's not what you ask.
That's the only time I remember not answering that question.
What do you guys think of the new lighting?
It's good.
I liked it. Right, as soon as I came on, I was like, ooh.
It's almost a little too bright to me.
Podcast doesn't understand that.
I think it's just because it's LED.
Ooh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, moon lighting.
That's nice.
Turn on the black light one.
It's top right corner.
Ooh, look at my shirt. Ooh, look at that shit. Yeah, 55.
Turn on the house lights. That'll make it look better.
Yeah. Again. It's all right. Anyways, question. What'd you Conrad us?
What'd you Conrad?
Conjecrested, then.
Conrad West.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 2.
You have 2 questions for us?
Or is that your legit question?
There is no number between 1 and 2.
Yeah. You mean 1 or 2?
Yes.
I'm going to say 2.
2? Okay.
2 is an even number.
Have you ever walked out of a movie? Which one was it?
Have you ever walked out of a movie?
I've walked out of a movie, yes. I walked out of Cars.
That was for America.
I walked out of Cars twice. Wait. And Cars 2 once.
Why did you keep going to see Cars?
Because I had a small child, and it's like Pixar. She's gonna bound to like it. And both times we got around about midway point, where like, both of us were like, bored.
Oh, okay.
Bored.
So it's like you left her in there. I'm see you at home, honey.
No. We kind of both looked. I forget how old she was. She was about 10, maybe. We could probably figure it out whenever the movie came out.
No way to know.
Midway through the movie, we just kind of look at each other at the same time, just look at each other, roll our eyes, and then side, and then we're going to go,
But you gave it another shot.
We tried. We were like, surely.
Surely.
they improved on this. Well, we thought maybe we were in a bad mood the first time through. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Cars 2 was the drive-in. It was a double feature with another movie. I forget what other movie. We stayed for the other one.
So you actually drove out of the movie.
So, yes, we did. It's true. Thank you. We did not walk
out. So was Cars 2 second or first?
What?
Was Cars 2 second or first?
Must have been second.
Yeah, okay. It's the second movie.
Because we did watch a movie.
Yeah.
I
meant in the drive-thru line.
Oh! That's right, they do two of them. Never mind. I thought it was like, oh, second or first.
2006.
The first one. I think she was six or five.
Five.
I'm guessing.
I'm excited for my son to do the same. If we're in a shitty movie, do you like this?
Yeah. We also walked out of Dragon Ball Z.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But we walked out real early in that one.
See, that like one
15
is...
15 minutes in, I think.
I would have stayed. 10, I would have realized what would have happened. I've been like, oh boy, I get to talk about this forever.
Oh, well, you can have your own adventures.
I'm so excited. I'm sure it'll happen. By the time my son's old enough to go to movies, they'll be like the 20th Avengers movie, where it can't be good at 20 of them, right? I mean, they
wasn't good at number 2.
Hey. Oh.
Age of Ultron. Did you like Age of Ultron?
I did.
Oh, boy.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was
okay. I don't know what it was, but that sequence in the little circular thing where they do the whole 360 of them fighting the robots is a very cool sequence, in my opinion. A very well done, very well directed, in my opinion.
I don't remember that part much. I don't know.
It's like the big fighting sequence together. I feel like there's very good action sequences with a lot of padded bullshit, which I agree. It's not the best. Like, the original Avengers to me is super fun.
It's really good.
I love watching it over and over. But, yeah, I agree. It's not the best. But, like, it was just a sign that the Russo brothers should have been making Avengers movies way sooner.
I don't know who they are.
They did Winter Soldier, Captain America, and Civil War, and they're doing Infinity.
They're good.
What's Civil War? Civil War, Avengers Civil War, or Captain America?
It's basically...
Captain America's kind of becoming Avengers.
It is. No. Civil War was basically Avengers 3 without Hulk or Thor.
Yeah.
Avengers 2.5.
Two and a half. I would call it that, too, because it is. Because it is a huge Avengers story, technically.
Yeah.
But Captain America is the center point of it.
Yeah.
With Bucky.
Yeah. But... What movies? I tell you the truth, I've never walked out of a movie.
Never?
Never, ever.
I think I'm the same way. I think I've been close where, like, as soon as, like, the credit hit, I just walked. So I technically didn't, like, sit through it all. But,
I was like, this close to Get Out. I'm like, fuck this movie.
Really?
Fuck everything.
Why?
Really?
Whoa.
Because it was a piece of shit movie.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You're the one.
This makes Scott racist?
Why would I be racist?
A little bit.
He said Get Out.
Oh, shit, no.
Now, this is going to fuel the rest of the podcast.
No. I haven't seen that one yet. I want to see it. I meant,
Lights Out?
Don't Breathe.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, Don't Breathe or Lights Out?
No, I didn't see Lights Out. Don't Breathe.
What's Don't Breathe?
That's
was that the blind guy?
The blind guy. I enjoyed that movie. I just thought it got really gross at the end.
Sorry, basically the plot of the movie was the kid, the girl, and the guy trying to get out of the house. It's probably, it's two words. That's probably why.
Sure. Don't breathe. All right, so you walked out of that?
Huh?
I almost did. Oh, okay.
I was so because I don't go to movies very often. Like, this year is probably the most I've been to theaters.
Yeah.
It's August, and I've already seen 4 movies in the theaters.
Wow. Sorry, we started early. It's okay.
Actually, we kind of started right on time.
Battlefield Earth. Also walked out of that one.
Almost.
And then back into it. Walked out of it, went to see Dinosaur for a little bit, and that one sucked, so we went... And
Disney's
walked.
Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, just like the kind of, like...
Yeah,
it's like a PBS-type movie.
Yeah. And then went back to the end of Battlefield Earth.
Okay, sure.
But then walked out again. Walked out of Battlefield Earth twice.
That is great.
Because we didn't see... I don't know what
yeah.
it
is. It's Did not you, good. You should have yelled at the audience, stop trying to make Barry Pepper a thing. And then
you want to know how it ends?
No? Oh, yeah, sure.
They suddenly, the fucking humans find airplanes and they just blow everything up and that's it. It's a piece of shit. It's a fucking awful
Battlefield
movie.
It is Battlefield Earth. I mean, you got to
God damn it.
For it.
That movie sucked. But no, anyway, but I was just saying, I've been to 4 movies so far this year and that's a lot for me. And it's only August. So when I saw Get Out, Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe.
I was like, I want to see it. I hear it's a good horror movie for once. So I'm like, and I love horror movies, so I'm going to watch it. And I went on a $5 Tuesday, and it came out like a month and a half before I went to go see it. So I'm like, people got their fill of this. No, just shitty people fucking laughing at the dumbest shit all around me. I'm like, you're not supposed to laugh. It's a fucking horror movie. Piece of shit.
Was it teenagers?
Yes, all
okay,
teenagers.
But teenagers
and
get...
parents with their kids. And it's like, there's a scene where fucking semen everywhere. God damn it. Fuck that movie.
Yeah, well, the only problem I have with that movie is the villain becomes a horror movie trope where he's like becomes super strength where he died 8 times during the movie and you're like, why are you still alive, asshole? Can we just wrap this shit up?
But he can fucking barely breathe himself. He's like, I'm dying. And like, oh, you just got fucking chainsawed.
First of all, he's not dying. He's a very ripped blind guy. Like, Stephen Lang, is it? Is it
I don't
Stephen
know.
Lang? Conrad, look it up.
Yeah, I'm on it.
but he's very ripped, Scott. He's not like just he's not like an old guy who can't move around. He uses a gun very well in the movie.
I guess he does.
Now I agree. It was overhyped, but
yeah, I've never like in actuality, if I watch a movie on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, there's only like a 5% chance I won't finish it because if I dive in. I'm like, I'm taking going through the effort of watching the movie, I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, that's how I usually am.
Yeah, it was Stephen Lang.
Yeah.
Because if you started watching Fight Club, then you just gave up.
Yeah, like, okay, there was a guy that we went to college with. He's like, Fight Club's a dumb movie. That movie's stupid. Like, oh, well, I disagree, but that's your that's your opinion. He's like, what, it's just a bunch of people fighting? Like, no, that's like maybe the first 30 minutes.
Did he read the title?
Like, yeah, he just started watching the first like 10 minutes because I'm like, well, hold on, Mike, we're gonna sit down and watch this tonight. And then he watches it, and the first time like Tyler flashed on the screen, he's like, what the fuck was that? We're like, buckle up, buddy. And boy, afterwards, you're like, so did you like it? He kind of was like, he didn't want to admit he was wrong, so he just went to his dorm room and was like, see you later.
Of guilt.
Went through the drawer and threw out his copy of Bum Fights. And I thought this was more of this. I didn't want to watch more Bum Fights.
Yeah. So you were saying you almost walked? What?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm kind of the same way. When I've seen a movie, I kind of want to make it through. And I guess it's especially harder now with a kid to not go to a movie that I'm going to enjoy. Where I want to see more movies that I can't see right now, so I'm going to sit through them. I will say I'm more of the other end. If like a Netflix movie or a DVD really sucks, I fast forward the shit out. Like I'll skip parts, or I'll just go, do I need to do this? And then I'll just Wikipedia the rest of the movie. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Maybe yeah. I'll see it at some point.
See, moment. I never quit watching a show. I just like stop watching it, and then I go, I guess I just wasn't into it enough to pick up. Oh, I had to.
So
I
you did, quit it? But
actually,
but
no,
you quit it.
I did quit watching Walking Dead and True Blood because you had to. Because I was like, Peely, you watch this? I'm like, no, I stopped watching it. It's not like, oh, I need to catch up. I'm like, no, I'm done with that show. Fuck those shows, type thing. I'm sorry. I know you like the you watched all the fairy stuff and the.
No, I didn't. Skip. Why are you yelling at me? I quit True Blood too.
Oh, right.
Like with two seasons left, my wife and I both gave up. We just went, fuck this show. Why are we wasting an hour watching it? And then
seeing this amazing finale.
I've heard it wasn't.
It wasn't.
So that's. But we knew when to get out. But or don't breathe. Yeah. But
nice.
But I'd say Walking Dead is definitely not good anymore. I think it's more of a cultural thing now to just still watch it. And now it's more of a hate thing that people do than anything. To hope that it gets good again.
That's sad. That's sad when the show.
Is better than the original, though.
The spinoff.
I hate it so much.
Really. You hate it?
I get why people can like it. People can do whatever they want. But yeah. What?
Why'd you whisper that?
I know. I didn't want to offend Jason. I just hate it so much. We don't like it at all. Like, we have all this last season just sitting on our DVR.
Hey, I don't watch either show, so I'm not offended by anything.
I've seen season 3.
So
season 3 probably sucks.
No. Was season 3 the one just happened?
I don't know. I watched
that
in
Hulu.
Oh, okay.
I kind of...
It's like a year behind.
Conrad, I want to ask what the other question was, but also I kind of want to see if you want to save it for later or not.
No, I'm not going to tell you. All
right, what was the question? Another question.
You have access to parallel universes. What do you do?
God damn it. I'm so mad I didn't pick one.
I stay in and watch all of Cars.
Oh, wait.
Parallel universe, the movie's better. So.
Wait. How different are the parallel universes?
Such a great line.
Infinite parallel universes, like stuff you read in comic books and all that.
I'd probably end up getting murdered.
Okay.
No, I mean, like,
because
if I'm like infinite parallel universes, I'm like, that means there's a parallel universe that I'm like married to, like, a celebrity. I can't think of one off the top of my head. Scarlett Johansson. So there's a parallel universe where I'm married to Scarlett Johansson.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
No, shut up. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to try. So I'm going to track her down. Like, hey, will you go out with me? And she's like, no, get away. I'm like, all right, next universe. Boop, boop. And keep trying. And then I probably end up getting shot by her bodyguards or some sort of other fan.
So you're assuming that in every parallel universe she's famous?
Ooh. Wow.
And attractive?
Oh.
Look at this dick. But immediately because she's not attractive.
But if she's not attractive and she's not famous, I have a better chance. And then I can be like, hey, baby, come here. And then I'll bring her back to the original universe. I'm like, this is what you could be.
Jesus Christ. Why would she ever date you? That'd be the meanest thing ever. If I met someone and I wasn't my best self in another universe, and they went, hey, come, you know, different universes. I'm like, fuck yeah. And then they went, this is what you could be. I'm like, you're a fucking asshole. Why would I ever want to be around you?
So that's why I go to the next universe. Because that one didn't work.
You immediately got like really evil and like selfish. Like you just turn into this new person with even the fact that there's parallel universes. Yeah. You transform.
It's not evil if I'm trying to find love, John.
I don't know if that was love.
Yeah, that was manipulation or... Yeah.
It was bitter love, if anything.
Yeah. Jealousy, anger, resentment.
No,
because you started with, I'm probably gonna get murdered. Like you're.
Yeah, I mean.
So you're leading with aggressively going after Charlie.
I don't know how aggressive it started.
You're gonna get murdered.
Yeah.
Due to your actions.
Well, I mean, parallel universes. It could be one of those things where, like, hey, look at this. We go to one universe. We're like, Everything's fine here. It's all super, super peaceful. Like, I'm like, hey, what's up? But then I'll probably jump into another one where, like, Trump got rid of the law and he's been president for 18 terms and, like, everyone just has guns. And then everyone just shoots everybody. And I'll be like, oh, I fucked up.
Now, here's the thing with parallel universes. Isn't it at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how would he have 18 terms already?
Because he could have started as a back when he was in Home Alone 2.
Okay.
Okay, that's not 18 right, terms. That's like six... Five, I don't know. Math is not my strong suit.
What is your strong suit?
Pizza. Okay. All right. Can you eat pizza?
I ate pizza way too late last night, and then just...
ruined you the next night. Day. Yeah.
I was sleeping, yeah.
When did you get
sodium
pizza?
Sodium and that, yeah, that grease.
Did you get pizza after I left?
Last night?
Yeah.
When did you leave?
Like, midnight.
Yeah, well, I went home and they made frozen pizza.
Really? Okay.
You guys were here till midnight last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, or so.
Pretty much. Cool. Close.
Just hanging out?
11:30.
Bunch of people were hanging out last night.
Yeah, man, we can hang out all the time. You should hang out sometime.
I'm sorry. I should.
We're hanging out now.
I don't...
And people listen to us hang out.
I don't disagree.
With hanging...
Your statement, yeah.
Oh, which one? The one we're hanging out?
I should hang out.
Okay.
You were just so surprised that I agree with you immediately.
Yeah,
that you're like, yeah. You really panicked.
I mean,
that
was surprising.
It was.
You're just panicking. What?
What is your parallel universe? What would you do?
I would just more observe. Like, I would probably go to populated areas or see what's different. Like, I'd want to find out what's different. Like, by my own. I wouldn't want to talk to anybody. I would just want to walk around and kind of be like, shit, what's different here? I don't know. And then hours later, they'd be like, the aliens that rape people in Australia every Sunday. It's like, yep, there it is. That's what's different.
Wow. Apparently, mine was way off kilter with Trump being a president numerous times, but aliens raping Australians. That sounds like a kid's book, but like...
Whoa, what?
Like
a teen, like a young teen?
No, like just like if a kid's, like a kids don't need to be censored. It's like... Because it's an alliteration. It's like aliens raping in Australia.
There's no alliteration in there.
Aliens in Australia. I have A's.
Aliens in Australia anally...
Assaulting.
Oh, there we go.
Asphyxiating. Nice. Anal asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Are you being suffocated by the anal?
Yeah.
Cis?
By the anal cis.
Mm. Okay. Next segment, I want to move to... Conrad, is the... What do I call it? Storybook? Story time?
Yeah, that's the one.
Story time!
I'm going to sneak away from another beer. I can still hear it.
That's
the same song.
That's the same Kanye song.
Yeah, I only have the one.
Oh.
next show.
All right. What I'm going to do is... I found a website that's a random noun generator.
Ooh.
So I'm going to hit a random noun generator. And then the first word we see... or at least one of the words we see, we'll think back to our memory banks and go, hey, I have a story about this.
What about the bank banks?
We'll
think back to them.
Think back to them. So, right. The first word... That's dumb. Next.
What's the word dumb?
It was millimeter.
Stupid.
Bibliography. Guys, okay... This is, hold on, you can change them all to nouns. I'm going to change it to 10, and I'll pick my favorite one.
Okay.
All right. Nightclub. What's the first story, the first fun story you think of in a nightclub, John?
When I was in college, there was something called Phoenix Nights, where they would take the lunchroom and move all the tables.
Because you went to GB.
Yes. Nice. And so basically it became a giant dance club for people on campus. And then what you would have to do is, it was a well-known thing, so you'd have to go in. It started at like 10, and it went till midnight. And what you had to do is, you would have to find a girl by 11:30, because that's when the basketball team would come in, and then you had no chance of meeting anyone.
They did all this work for a two-hour dance?
Yes.
It seems like a lot of work.
On Friday nights. So they had a DJ, they'd do dance music, you just dance and hang out and do stuff.
It'd probably take more time to set up than take down. Wait, no. Take more time to set up and take down.
Well, it was a campus-inspired event, and then people would buy concessions and stuff so they'd make money.
Oh.
Because there'd be a lot of drunk people eating pizza and sodas and playing pool and video games and stuff. that's what I think, because that was the first nightclub experience I had.
It doesn't have to be the first one, just the most memorable.
Sorry, Jesus.
I'm sorry, John. Don't get mad. Oh, boy.
Kind of reprimanded me there.
Mike, do you have a nightclub story?
Sure. So when I just out of high school, down in Milwaukee, and I was working in a loading dock at a Boston store. Do they have Boston stores anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boston.
The loading dock.
Is that the place that chicken? Rotisserie chicken?
No, that's Boston Market.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is this one?
Boston
it's,
store.
It's like a Yonkers store. Sears type thing.
Oh, yeah. This is the one.
Not Sears, but
Appleton, probably. Go.
Anyway, this guy named Derek, who's co-workers. We weren't friends, necessarily. I wasn't friends when I went there. But yeah, you're hanging out. We're talking. We're talking about ladies. And,
nice.
And I was like, I got an old lady. He said, oh, you should come with me to the nightclub tonight. And I was like, oh, I don't think that's going to happen. He's like, no, it's great. They're all over the place. Just go and ask them to dance, then go with the lady.
Perfect explanation.
So I went with him, and we hung out there for a bit. And I don't know. I don't remember if I was 21 or not. But either way, there was this beautiful girl there, and I was like, ah. I just kind of kept my eyes on her. I said, well, go like dance near her and then say, hey, do you want to dance? I'm like, all right. And so I dance around, and that song, Everybody Dance Now, CNC Music Factory.
Oh, everybody dance now, bam,
yeah,
bam, 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 bam.
That came on, all right. And so I was dancing near her, and I was like, hey, it's a Everybody Dance Now, you want to dance? And she said, no. It was really weird. I think she just said no, but literally in my mind, everything just slowed down. She was isolated and lighty. I could see no one else, just her going, no.
Are you sure she wasn't like a...
directly
a,
to my face.
A body snatcher?
Or? I don't know. Either way, I believe I would, okay, and turn around and left the building.
Just left.
I was like, well,
oh boy,
out. The one time I asked a stranger to dance, she like flat out, it wasn't even like, I'm coming with my friends. It's like, no.
She just had enough.
Yeah.
Probably enough. I was just guys like you asking all night.
Yeah.
Are you singing lyrics to the song?
No.
Oh, it sounded like you were. The way you said them, you're just tired of guys like you getting asked out all night. I thought you were doing
Everybody dance.
So, I don't hear that song much anymore, but whenever I do hear that song, yeah. I do think of that. It pops up in my mind. It's horrible. Public rejection.
I was listening to... I'm going through CDs in my car because from the time it takes to go to my house to my kids' daycare, it's too like short of a distance to like plug in my iPod, get a song going, doing that. So I'll listen to some of my old CDs, and I put in The Wallflowers' One Headlight, or Bringing Down the Horse is what it's called, and their first album. And like all of a sudden, like during One Headlight, I just had this flash of terrible, douchey memories. Like I don't know if like I just was like, oh, I remember listening to this really way too loud in my bedroom and getting yelled at my parents, and then this stage of my life, and this happened, and this happened. I'm like, why do I fucking care what happened to me 20 years ago? It's such a weird thing.
Some music must access memories somehow.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I do.
Depends on the memory, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Ooh, Scott, what's a song that gives you a good memory?
A good memory?
Yeah.
A song that gives you a good memory?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
Mmm.
I don't know that one.
I don't know, man.
Sounds like a 60s song.
No. Sounds creepy.
Not gonna lie, you have that recorded now. Conrad's gonna do that. Rip some hot tracks, and he's He's DJ C-Rad, and he's just lighting it up with the chain smokers.
Don't.
Oh, come on, I can do better than the chain smokers.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't be little Conrad. I don't like the chain smokers. Both the band and the people.
Oh. I don't mind them. Like, they're not... I get it. Like, live, they absolutely suck a big dick.
Whoa, I like live.
No, I'm not talking about live, the band, and Dolphins Cry is their best song. But...
I don't even know that song. I'm sorry.
Conrad,
this
look it up and play
it. This is what it sounds like
when dolphins cry.
You guys okay?
I'm so full of Mexican food.
Where'd you go?
I went to Los Banditos.
souls caught in our trust and now swept away.
Just wait for the chorus. It's good.
Just gonna skip to the chorus.
I could see listening to that.
This is 90s alternative rock crap.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Kind of like Incubus, man. Hey,
fuck you, buddy.
Sorry, we're not all Beatles fans.
No, that's not. I don't think he said.
Mike, high five, please.
No, probably, if anything, he'd be more of Oasis.
I like Oasis.
Yeah.
I know three of their songs.
So Morning Glory is a cornerstone of British music.
It is.
That's actually.
I don't know if he's being sarcastic.
You could never tell. It's his accent. He's always like, "Oh, I hate you, Scott. Oh, I'm on Conrad." You know, I'm like, I can't tell if he's hating me.
Why do you alienate every one of your voice people on these shows?
I don't alienate all of them. I did. I was nice. I was nice to Mike once. Like you did.
I was the voice person for
maybe,
the show.
Maybe. I don't remember any of them.
Who was up here?
I don't know.
Also, Incubus had a great album. They had one great album in the 90s. They had very good music.
Dig. Drive? Which one was it?
Drive, Wish You Were Here, Nice to Know You.
I kind of like that he was just saying, like, dig. Like, he was like...
Dig.
Yeah, dig.
Did they do Dig?
I don't know what you mean by Dig.
There's a song called Dig It.
By who?
Incubus.
Conrad, look it up.
Conrad! Dig Incubus.
That's going to be a lot of your job is Googling.
No, I don't really want to start.
What?
Yep. Dig Incubus.
Oh, it's a British term.
Can you dig it?
It's another...
Yes, talk about Shaft?
I thought it was Bob the Builder.
What?
To each their own.
We can dig it.
We can dig it. Yes, we can.
Can we fix it?
Is this Dig?
Yeah.
Oh!
No, isn't this Love Hurts?
Fuck yourself! Please? I know this because it's in Lego Rock Band.
Oh.
That's right, that's what they're saying. Love Hurts.
You're right. Okay, thank you.
All right.
They all sound the same, really.
You have so many copyright infringements right now.
Dude. You're right.
Fair play.
Yeah, fair play contract for 15 seconds or something.
I think it's 30.
I don't care. I win.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I already said so in the podcast. Anyways, what were we talking about? Dance clubs?
Well, a song that gave you a good memory and you still haven't thought of one.
I can't think of any.
So no song comes up on like your like
oh,
plethora of music that you go, this is a good memory that I think of.
Beta Band, Dry the Rain. You can't, at least I can't, listen to that song and be angry.
Conrad, look it up.
Why? We're not just going to play songs the
yes,
whole time.
Yes, we are. This is what we're doing.
This is what we do now.
Dry the Rain.
This is what we do now.
But it's one of those songs that like it takes...
Oh, I thought you were thinking of Kiss the Rain.
I don't know who that is.
Whenever you need
Is that Milli Vanilli?
Conrad, next up you look up Kiss the Rain.
Jesus Christ.
This is Conrad's last
But the
night.
Dry the Rain takes like a minute to build up because the beginning is very slow.
So pull into like 50 seconds.
Oh.
I was like the first half a second I went, ooh, this is upbeat. Shit, Kanye.
Yeah, it's a good one. I couldn't even list five Conrad songs or Kanye songs.
Yes, you can.
Right,
let's go.
The
song that just played.
Gold Digger.
Okay.
Is that the one that was just played?
Yes.
Is it?
No one wants the bus.
Oh.
Very offensive about my collecting.
There's Gold Digger.
Okay.
There's the one about being not happy. No, what's the word? Nice to know you. No, that's Incubus. Good. See? Told you. I can't.
Trapped in the closet.
That's R. Kelly, Mike. Is it?
Don't you yell at him. Okay.
I don't know, man. This is
songs.
Okay.
I couldn't name five Kanye songs.
The sad thing is, the only reason why I know the song is Kanye West is because it's in a mashup. I'm just trying to remember how the mashup goes. Taillights? Is that right?
What?
Taillights?
Streetlights?
Streetlights.
Told you. No, there's a song called All the Lights.
All the Lights?
All of the Lights.
Oh, which covers Taylor
Swift. That's in the song.
All the lights in here, baby.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
All the lights in here, baby.
Is this Kanye from the 1920s?
Not gonna lie, in 6 months, this is just John and Conrad talking music during this show. Like, not gonna lie. Oh, Conrad, what did you look up?
I don't even know what I was supposed to do.
God damn it.
Yeah, he's not really watching.
Oh, Kiss the Rain. Kiss the Rain song. And then
Dry the Rain.
And then Dry the Rain by Beta Band, and then Kiss the Rain, the song.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yes, you did. I told you, you're more involved gonna be now. Glad you'd be so.
Is it Billy Myers or Yoruba? Yoruba?
Probably.
Sure,
I love it. It's a good but it's in the name.
Is this it?
Yeah, like, go a minute in.
Wait, is this your song or my song?
This is his song.
The fuck are you playing, John?
Is this a minute in?
Yes.
No, that's not the song. But it's like, Kiss the Rain.
Right. This is the same one. Damn it.
Heart. Look like Kiss the Rain 90s song.
I'm so mad at your smile right now. You're just like, I did it. Heartless, Conrad. That's the song I was thinking of, Kanye West.
Oh, yes.
Heartless. That's three songs.
That's associated with lights
right there. See? Told you. All the lights in Georgia. That's Reba McEntire. Lights went out in Georgia. That's his cover song, but I mean, it's okay. I don't know. I don't want
a band.
No. Well, this is not going to be entertaining to anybody.
Why? Come on.
I meant just listening to, like, hey, remember this song? Remember this song?
Oh, I remember that song.
Although.
Because people will relate to that.
Can you hear that really well?
No, this is your song.
That's not my song.
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck was that, John? All right, Conrad.
What did I do?
It was a hint.
Is that a Kanye song?
Some obscure math rock band I found.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It means Conrad doesn't want
to. Oh, so I have a wedding I'm going to in like a few months.
Okay.
Congratulations.
And on the card they say, what is a song that you would dance to?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of something that I would actually dance to, but also something that I wouldn't have to dance well to.
Like a song
that's
with
most wedding songs.
No,
song with instructions.
Yeah, like Cha-Cha Slide,
yeah.
But half those instructions I don't get.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to slide to the left and slide to the right. I know how to left stomp.
Okay, and then Cha-Cha Real Slow.
Don't know what that fucking...
You don't know what Cha-Cha is?
Or Charlie Browning. It's every time it comes on, I don't know how to Charlie Brown.
Cha-Cha is just Cha-Cha Real Slow. You
that's
just move
not
back.
Cha-Cha.
Yes, it is.
What am I doing then?
I don't know what you're doing.
I do the thing where you like.
No, that's not cha cha.
What is it?
That's mariachi.
That's mariachi. Slightly racist.
That's not. He's not a Hispanic singer. Isn't? I'm guessing not. He doesn't have that weird Hispanic.
Cha cha just means like a quick.
That's not immense.
It's like a quick back and forth. Just cha cha. Do this, Scott. Cha cha. No, you did it like you're way too intense about it. Just casually, like lift up your arm, like cha cha, real slow. Why aren't you moving your sides at all?
You said raise my hands.
Yeah, but you gotta do your hips like cha-cha real slow. You gotta move your hip while you're doing lifting your arm. You seem very robotic. Are you a cyborg?
I'm so confused. I don't know how to dance, John. I never learned how to dance.
You know what? We need to give Scott like $100 to take dancing lessons.
Oh, I'll just not go. I'll take the $100.
We paid the instructor.
Yeah. I'll take the $100 and I'll watch YouTube videos.
No, I pay the instructor. You don't get the money.
You said give Scott $100. I heard it.
I'm changing the deal.
Well, take back.
Well, I'm kind of taking it. He's still in place.
$100. Yeah. We hadn't finalized the contract.
You tried to weasel out of it, so we had to adjust the rules.
Yeah. I said that too soon.
You did.
Yeah.
All you had to say was, yeah, deal, give me $100, I'll go to dance lessons, and then, see?
Where would you even go to dance? There's, like, no dance places around.
5, 6, 7, 8, dance. I'm West Avenue.
Oh, I thought you were pointing.
No.
You're like, there's, like, 5, 6, or 8
no,
across
no, no,
the
I just know that every time I used to pass West Mason in Green Bay, there's a place called 5, 6, 7, 8 dance, so I'd always go 5, 6, 7, 8 dance. That's every time I pass.
There's a dance place 2 blocks from our home.
Is there?
Ha!
We can find it. We'll organize it.
No. Yeah. Boy.
So, Scott,
what?
How is it going to make your life worse to know how to dance a little bit?
I don't know.
Maybe you'll meet a lady there.
Yeah.
Right?
No, dancing.
A lady that doesn't know how to dance, Mike.
No, the instructors know how to dance. Maybe you'll meet one of them.
Also,
they
when
have
you,
to dance.
But when you go to weddings, them. Usually if you can dance or if you can show off like you're being fun and enjoying
that's,
the dance, like more like there's a more chance you'll meet ladies.
That's no offense, but that seemed like the lowest totem, not lowest, like the preschool to being a sex worker. It's like, oh hey, you get to pay to dance with these women. That sounds like.
I'm sure every dance teacher really appreciates you saying that.
I said preschool.
Well, that helps.
Come on.
Let's see. Charlie Brown.
Yeah, John Charlie Brown. Turn it up.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Well, I can picture like five different variations in a Christmas
carol. Charlie Brown is where you do.
Yeah.
You do a
kick. Which one do you do?
So you know how you kick the football? So you Charlie Brown because you don't kick anything and that's how you turn the next position.
Are you serious?
Yes, you do a 90-degree angle.
I was picturing the one where you had your hands down by your side and your head kind of turns from side to side.
Yeah.
I thought you were like Snoopy where you're like doing this.
Because they say Charlie Brown and then they turn left and everyone moves. So that's.
I've never turned. I think he's just turned around.
You never turn? Like, you just
stand there?
Yeah, everyone.
You?
I
stare at everyone's faces.
Yeah, sometimes.
Those dances, you can kind of just catch up to them and be a little bit behind.
Yeah,
oh,
just watch the
person
to your left and figure out what's going on.
But there's no what?
What?
Are you lined up so that there's no one on your left?
I don't line up. I just walk to and I just stand on the sidelines and just like stop my feet and stuff. So you just turn. Left foot, left stomp. Left foot, right stomp.
Now everybody clap.
Oh, see, even John's doing it.
I know. I'm right here.
You're John. Don't start this again. You're John. He's John.
Oh,
yeah. Turn it up.
I don't hear that.
Conrad hears it, right?
Wait, do you mean Conrad or Conrad?
What?
Cha-cha slide?
No, he says you hear John and John.
John. Well, you gotta see him.
You said
John and John?
Yeah, you said them both, John.
No, it's John and John.
No, you said it wrong that time.
John and John.
No, it's John and John.
Yeah, John and John.
You said Jen and John.
No, I said John and John.
That's the same name.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
we're
John
not,
and John.
We're not doing this again. We're not going to do this again.
Which episode was that? For those listening at home.
Fuck if I know.
That was search back in our archives. And
do you want me to find out? Search?
Not now.
No. I can't. Then I can't answer the question now.
Well, it's going to take you an hour.
It won't
take that much time.
Oh, Scott, because this will be. So we got a couple minutes left, it feels like. What's your like 1 minute take on the Dark Tower movie?
It's a collective sigh.
That kind of covers it.
John, let's put it this way. You watch the Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah.
That's movies based on a whole bunch of, what, four books?
Three books.
Three books. Okay. Now, so we'll take...
Your idea is Harry Potter, seven books.
No, hold on. This is my theory, because the Dark Tower was 8 books,
okay,
and it was an hour and a half long. So imagine taking the Lord of the Rings trilogy and cramming it into like a 35-minute movie. And then they go, we're going to make shit up. And also they go, hey, you know that bird that shows up at the very end? We're going to use him at the very beginning of the fucking movie to drop the ring in the moon, or mountain. Volcano?
Yeah, that's what they kind of do.
Except the bird is robotic. And also like, hey, we're going to have...
Did you spoil something?
No. But then like, we're going to have like fucking Sauron.
This is the remake of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. And then also Sauron, or we're going to have him actually fight Bilbo Baggins. And then we're going to fucking have... who's Bilbo Baggins walk with? Who fucking cares? We're just going to have Smeagol with him, and that's it. No other fucking side characters. And we're going to take... Oh, and suddenly the trees, they're like... The trees there once. And he says, hey, what's up? I'm a tree. Fuck. And then he goes off forever. He's never there again. And then they go, hey, what are some funny jokes? Let's make this a fucking thing funny. Because apparently everything has to be fucking funny nowadays. It can't be serious. And they go, hey, let's also have Bilbo Baggins' dad from The Hobbit, I think. I don't know. I never watched the movie. We're gonna have him show up, and you don't even know who the fuck he is. And then when he dies, you go, "Oh, I don't fucking have any connection to this goddamn character." Because you show him for 2 seconds, you piece of shit. Fuck your dreams.
That's more severe than you had said earlier.
Yeah, I've been. It's been digesting for a week.
Okay.
It's been stewing.
God damn it! It's been stewing, and I dropped it now from a. Before I said a 6, now I'm gonna say it's a 4.5. It's making me like it just makes me not want. Like I'm fine with people liking things, but if people start reading the fucking books because they watch the movie, I want to slap them. Like they're like, "Oh, that movie is so good! I'm gonna read the books. This isn't good."
But want to encourage them to know how much better the books were.
They don't.
They like the movie a lot.
Yeah, but how was Idris Elba?
If they like the movie, likely they can't read. So.
Yes, but how was Idris Elba?
Yeah, he's fine. He's the best. He's one of the best parts of the movie.
Really good. Okay.
He said Matthew McConaughey was kind of like, "Hey, I'm Matthew McConaughey. I'm here."
Yeah, he sucked.
He could have been better. Yeah, he did fine.
He saw it too?
Yeah.
He did fine, but it just...
It was awful. Scott's right. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
But to be fair...
Now, that's like... Because as far as I've known you and your brother, you both loved it. So, like, that's... This is like a big blow to life?
Yeah, man. I almost like
it's okay, depressing.
To say this, I have not told people I saw the movie since I saw it because I don't want anyone to
talk about it.
I honestly, a couple years ago, I was like, I either want to get a cat, a tattoo, or a gun, and I got a cat. And boy, if I got a tattoo, I would have been so mad because I was gonna get a Dark Tower tattoo.
Oh, okay. I missed a little.
Oh, so were you afraid that now, say you would have got a Dark Tower tattoo, do you think people would have associated that with the movie?
Well, I don't think they really showed what I was going to get in the movie.
People don't even know that movie came out.
Yeah, it's true.
They did bury that in a hurry.
But it got it was number one in the box office, making $19.5 million. Number one in the box office.
For August, though.
Did no one see the movies this weekend? They saw Emoji Movie?
I don't think they did.
Emoji Movie. I think a lot of people were in for that.
Fucking movie. I swear to God, when I saw this, I'm like, this is a meme. And then they released a trailer. I'm like, boy, these fans have a lot of good free time. And then I realized, wait, that's T.J. Miller. Oh, shit, this is a real movie.
Yeah.
And then I saw it on IMDb. I'm like, this is a real movie. And then it came out. I'm like, this is still a real movie.
Now, is there a chance that with the number one box office that they... Now, like, did they go through all the books, or is there a chance for a sequel where they can repair what happened?
They kind of took all eight books, tossed them in a blender, blended them up, and poured it in a glass, and spilled half of it, and then tossed other shit in there.
Why wouldn't they just do the first book?
I don't know, John.
That is a good question.
That is a great question.
Like, why wouldn't they take the first book, make it a great movie, and then build it up for another one?
Yeah, but the guy who wrote the script also wrote Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
No. Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but he also did Beautiful Mind, so he got his one good...
Just one good movie.
And now he's been coasting off that his entire life.
Yeah. He's like,
Conrad, look it up. What else has he done?
Oh, boy.
His name is Akiva... Goldberg or something. Yeah.
Conrad, you're going to have to look things up. We're just...
Oh, I'm on this.
See, this
I'm on his IMDb page.
It's like we have our own, like... It's like
filmography, writer, thank you.
It's like when in GoldenEye when they have...
At least Uwe Boll didn't do it.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't think that would
happen. Oh, that's right. He wrote and directed Winter's Tale.
God. Why was he given that job?
Oh, God. He produced the Jonah Hex movie, too.
Yeah, I can see a lot of similarities between Jonah Hex and Dark
Tower.
He wrote Iron Legend.
He wrote iRobot the movie.
Oh, that sucked too. And that didn't follow the book either.
I actually liked iRobot.
If you had read the book, you wouldn't.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
Which one?
iRobot.
God damn it. I forgot.
You just watch this thing that they're saying, like, this movie is just a retelling of this movie.
Yeah.
iRobot.
Pinocchio.
Lawnmower Man.
One episode of Star Trek Discovery.
Great
job. Now, I will say that that's a huge red flag because The Winter's Tale was one of the biggest bombs ever. Like, it was a gigantic failure.
Oh, Roger Rabbit. Sorry,
Batman and Robin.
What?
So was Batman and Robin.
Right, and Batman Forever does not hold up at all.
It never held up. I saw it when I was like 7, and it was funny then. But Jim Carrey was everywhere.
Oh, you're saying Batman Forever?
So yeah.
I thought you said Batman and Robin.
Oh, no, no. Well, no, no. Batman Forever is garbage. But Batman Forever, at first when it came out, everyone was like, okay, man, Batman. We still like Batman. And then Batman and Robin came out, we're like, oh, fuck yourself in the ass.
I never saw Batman and Robin. I'm glad, I guess.
It's just so
bad. I have a funny story about Batman and Robin. You want to hear a funny story about Batman?
Yeah, yes.
I do, too. Go ahead.
I love stories.
So I went to see with Peggy, and we were watching the movie, and then she got up and went to go to the bathroom. And then it was playing in a couple movie theaters. She came back in and sat down next to somebody who looked like me, apparently. It wasn't me. And she, like, sat next to him. And she had no idea because the movie was so blandly, like, produced. Like, she didn't know what part of the movie she was. She's in the wrong theater. She was sitting there. She sat there for, like, 10 minutes watching this movie with this guy, like, right next to this guy. And then at some point she leaned over to ask him a question, like, leaned in to ask me a question. And then she saw that it wasn't me. So she, like, leaned real close to him, said nothing, and left. So from this guy's point of view, he was sitting there, and this woman comes up, sits right next to him for like 10
leans
minutes.
Leans in, and leans then just in. Leaves. He's like, what did I do wrong?
Did she want me to follow her?
I
heard that story before, but I'm like, the podcast people can hear it now, too. It's good. Good story.
Good story. Good times.
Yeah. So how are we going to end this now, John?
We're going to compare the movie Get Out and Don't Breathe until we find a singularity.
I already told that one singularity I know is that he wants to get out of the house, and the girl is white.
I just love it.
Wait, is that it?
Yes.
What is this song?
Is this a song I'm supposed to play?
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.